Hi, it's Anne Nelson, your host for today's show. And today I will be having a reflection and a query and hopefully cover some material that will make you want to have a good look at what you're currently doing and what you could possibly be doing. I posted a quote today that says, life has no limitations except the ones you make. And it's a quote from Les Brown. And that sort of idea has popped up a few times at me recently. And it made me try and reflect on what I'm getting up to in my life now and if there's anything else I could be doing differently. I've also come across another analogy only this week, and a chap was trying to explain about how he changed and how he was afraid to do new stuff. He thought he just couldn't do it until he came across the idea that it wasn't that he couldn't do something, it was just that he didn't know how to do it at this moment. How many times do we put blockages, limitations on ourselves because we're afraid to take on something new? Just because we don't know how to do something, it doesn't mean to say that we won't be able to do it at some point in time. With our retirement, we have something up our sleeve that a lot of people don't have, or we didn't have in our earlier years, and that is time. We all have the same amount of time, but how we choose to spend it is up to ourselves. When we get to retirement age, some of us are quite organized. We have been involved in organizations or hobbies that will take us forward into our new future, into the third act, some say retirement is. We get to that stage in our life where the children are off our hands, we're no longer running the taxi service, getting people from here to there on time, and it happens gradually, and then one day you wake up, your time is your own. So how are you choosing to spend that time? What are you getting up to? Don't be afraid to take on new challenges. I started going to Toastmasters 3 years ago, and I thought I was just going there to learn how to speak, but it was much more than that. I have gained the ability to be able to get up and speak on nearly any topic. It's called speaking on your feet. I also have learned about speech structure, how you need an opening, a middle, and a closure, how timing is very important, and how you need to know how much time you have to speak before you can work out what you can fit into your speech, or that matter, how many points, because a good speech always has an opening and a summary, and the bit in between depends on how much time you have to speak. I've also learned about the need to listen and about delegation, mentoring, and even leadership. So it's never too late to start to learn a new skill. The example I came across earlier in the week was a chap who wanted to make a difference at his friend's child's birthday party, and he wanted to go along to that party and be a hit. He didn't want to be one of the old blokes with a drink in his hands leaning up against the wall. So he hit upon the idea about making balloon animals. You know, those long skinny balloons that they twist and turn around and then they suddenly have got a puppy in their hands. And children appreciate things like that. They get a lot of joy out of it. And he realized that, no, he didn't know how to do it, but it didn't mean that he couldn't learn how to do it. Especially these days, now we have the internet, and you can go online and learn how to do nearly almost anything on the internet. And there are many people out there freely sharing their skills. And if you've got the time and a little bit of patience, there's a lot out there to be learned. Becoming a valuable member of your community is a very worthwhile activity. And you can make a difference to third world countries as well. There's always a worthwhile project that you can become involved with. Recently, I had a friend tell me about a project that a friend of hers started over in Cambodia, and that was to supply a school to a needy village. The chap identified a need in that community when he was on holidays one time, and he determined he would do something about it, and he got his local Rotaract Club to become involved. So earlier this year, my friend with a couple of other friends spent a couple of weeks over there getting to know the community, the people, the children, and identify their needs. And my friend has determined that she will continue to support this community. When you become involved, it gives you a sense of purpose, and sometimes that is what we miss when we have all this time on our hands. Pete Jensen is a happiness facilitator that I have met, and he wrote a book about happiness, and he drew his inspiration from when he lived with his parents. They were missionaries in Africa. And the people that they lived with and worked in their community were always happy, even though they had very little in comparison to most of us in the Western world. So why was that? Why could people with less be happier than the Western world? We always seem to be so depressed all the time. And his conclusion is that they have a sense of purpose. They all know what they need to do in their daily lives, and they happily go about their work, their jobs. And everyone is valued in that community. And I suppose that's something that we miss out on in the Western world at times. Limitations. What limitations are you placing on yourself? Because that's where it comes from. It's your belief. It's your motivation. There's no use being retired and sitting at home on your own when there's a whole world out there that you could be participating in and making a contribution. Sometimes it doesn't take much to make a difference in someone's life. A kind word here, a small deed may be all it will take to bring a smile to someone else's face, to enhance their life. And it has been proven that when you make a difference personally to someone else's life, that your own life is enhanced as well. So here's my challenge for you all this week. Have a look at what you're getting up to. Examine if you have placed any limitations on yourself. And challenge yourself to go about and find something new that you can learn. And it may also be something that can make a difference to someone else's life. There's many, many things we could all be doing. I personally am a member of the Lions International. It's a worldwide organization. And it's a service organization as well. They raise money a lot of times to fund medical research, but they also take on local projects in their communities to make life better for a community or even for an individual person. And it gives me a sense of belonging. It doesn't have to take up all of your time. Other things can be just for yourself, like swimming or walking or playing table tennis. Something that we need to do to get us moving, to keep us active. A friend of mine recently expressed an interest to learn Mahjong. She's my age, and I knew a lady that has been playing Mahjong for many years, and I referred her, and they've made a connection. This lady doesn't get around very much. She's got a wheelie walker. However, she's a really good Mahjong player, and she was able to pass her knowledge on to my friend, another generation. There's always something you could do to help someone else. So I'd be interested in getting some feedback to see what you're all getting up to. Until next time, this is Ann Nelson from the Retire Well, Retire Happy show. And we've been talking today about limitations and time. Until next time.